Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. In today's episode, we're considering this, that every decision is important. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, saying, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and a refreshment to your bones." This is a reflection of choice. The decisions that we make in life are important. Life is full of decisions. Some feel small or routine, like where to eat or when to do the laundry, while others seem life-changing, like choosing a career, a congregation to worship with, or a spouse to marry. But here's the truth. It's that every decision matters. Each one shapes who we are and where we're going. But there's one thing that I want us to consider as we begin the topic or the conversation or the thought of decisions, and it's this, that each one of us must learn through failure. I know that can be hard. I know that we don't like to fail, but the reality is that failure, in many if not all cases, is our best teacher. You see, we don't always get it right. Failure is just simply a part of the process and often is our greatest teacher. The Bible reminds us not to rely on ourselves, but to learn from those who have lived longer, who have failed more, and have also grown wiser. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, the Bible says, "Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in abundance of counselors, there is victory." The reality is this, that we can be mentored by people who have failed, and we can learn by failure ourselves. And that's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. When we are striving to grow in our walk, grow in our life, to be the best people that we can be, to be the most spiritual people that we can be, to be the most obedient people that we can be to our Lord, failure is not only something that will happen, but it's something that we will overcome. Life is also full of big and small choices. It's easy to separate decisions sometimes into those things, those two categories, big and small. But often the small ones' decisions shape the big ones. Take cleaning your house, for example. If you put it off, clutter begins to build up over time and overwhelms you. It affects your mood and even your relationships. On the other hand, small acts of love, such as washing the dishes, making coffee for your spouse, reading to your children, these are things that can fill a home with peace and joy. The big things in life, such as retirement, maybe a career change, or raising children, these are things that don't happen overnight. Rather, they are the fruit of small daily decisions that are made over time. As we consider the decisions and choices of our life, let us take some time to place these into four categories. One, our daily decisions. These consist of things such as what to eat, when to rest, or how to use your time. In another category, we label these as life decisions, such as your job, your marriage, or where to live. In a third category, we think about character decisions, how to respond when tempted, how to respond when insulted, or how to respond when tested. But our fourth category can be labeled family decisions, such as prioritizing your time together or raising children in faith. You see, each of these types of decisions or categories of choices matter. Together, these are things that can shape your future, your family's future, and your walk with God. But the reality that we need to think about as we think of this from a spiritual perspective is simply this, that if we are going to make the best decisions possible, we need to allow God's Word to guide those decisions in our life. And the Bible gives us wonderful information about how to make the wisest decision possible. So the Bible gives us wisdom for decision making. If we think about our opening text, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the proverbial writer, Solomon in this case, would say, "Trust in the Lord for direction." James, the brother of Jesus, in James chapter 1 and verse 5, would teach us that it is a good thing for us to pray for wisdom, especially when things are uncertain. The psalmist would write in Psalm 119, verses 105, or verse 105, rather, he would say, "Let God's word be a light to your path." In other words, let him show you the way. Jesus would say in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 that in our decision making, we must seek God's kingdom first. To consider these things, there are two passages that I would like to offer you in way of our perspective. In fact, I would say that these two passages offer us a powerful perspective. Jesus would talk about in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 and 34, saying that we must seek first his kingdom, but also say, "Do not worry about tomorrow." You see, this offers a great perspective for our lives of what we need to be thinking about and what we need to not be worrying about. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Paul would write, "Set your mind on the things above and not on the things of the earth." You see, these two verses remind us that God cares for every decision or choice that we make. Whether that choice or decision is big or small, he will guide us if we let him. But it all is centered on where your mind is. It all is centered on how the perspective of your mind is set. How do you view things? Where are you spiritually in life? What is the thing that you value most in life? The powerful reality of this is very simple. That if God is the one that is ruling your life, that if Christ is the one that is ruling your heart, then each one of us will be able to place all things in life in their proper order and be able to make the best decisions possible as a result of what we understand to be true. True about spiritual things and true about physical things. So here are some practical steps that I would like to offer you of how we can live this out. Number one, in our lives, we need to pray daily. We need to pray daily for wisdom, for patience, and for strength. Secondly, we need to ask good questions. How will this affect my relationship with God? How will this affect my family? And how will this affect the church? Number three, we need to seek wise counsel. Don't be afraid to ask for advice. It's not a bad thing. It's not a sign of weakness. Rather, it's a sign of strength and courage and confidence that those around you can and are willing to help you through this time. And third, a very important thing to think about is the fact that we need to guide our minds. What you feed your mind is what will shape your choices. The bottom line is that every decision is important. Your life today is a result of the choices that you've already made, and your future will reflect the ones that you make now. When you involve God in every step, whether small or great, you find peace and wisdom and direction. You see, a godly focus is an intentional reality where one makes no decision without God in mind. If He is involved in our lives, then I need to involve Him in my decisions. So today, choose to seek Him first. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's Word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive. And let's continue to excel and reflect together.